We're going to move on to our second agenda item, which is the eligibility report of Mike Pence for president. We have Ms. Raminski and Ms. Patius from the audit division to present this item. So whenever you're ready.
Good morning, Chairman Cooksey and commissioners. Before you is the eligibility report for Mike Pence and the Mike Pence for President Committee, which circulated to the commission on May 13th, 2024. The audit division has certified that the eligibility requirements for receipt of the primary matching fund payments have been met and recommends that the commission determine that Mike Pence and Mike Pence for President have established eligibility to receive primary matching funds payments, send a notification letter to the Mike Pence for President Committee regarding the commission's eligibility determination and advising on further matching funds requests, and send a notification to the Secretary of the Treasury of the candidate and committee's eligibility to receive payments from the Presidential Primary Matching Fund payment account and certify an initial payment of $100,000. We are available to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Raminski. Colleagues, any questions for the Audit Division about this eligibility document? Okay, seeing none, maybe an appropriate, Commissioner Traynor.
I don't have any questions, Mr. Chairman. If you were going to move to motions, I was going to make a motion.
Please go ahead.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I thought in doing this, I would give a little context for public disclosure. I've circulated to my colleagues here on the commission a motion for them to consider. And in moving to make that motion, it would make this an initial determination. Because I'm not sure right now sitting here that I'm fully satisfied that we're giving the right answer with this. If you look at 11 CFR 9033.5A1, upon which the OGC relies to make its recommendation, it speaks to not actively campaigning, but the contours of that standard are not really well defined. OGC's recommendation relies upon an older
Commissioner matter. Commissioner Traynor, I'm really apologize to interrupt you, but I anticipate that I think what your motion is going to relate to is the next item on the agenda, which is the ineligibility document.
Oh, that's right. You're right. I'm sorry.
So the item we're discussing right now is the eligibility report from the audit division before we discuss the determination or the date of ineligibility.
Sorry, Mr. Chairman. I apologize to my colleagues. So thank you.
No problem at all. I'm sorry to cut you off. So with respect to the eligibility report, the second item, are there any appropriate motions with respect to that?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With respect to the eligibility determination agenda document 24-20-A, I move approval of the audit division's recommendation.
Thank you very much. Is there any debate on the Vice Chair's motion with respect to the eligibility report? Okay, seeing none, I'll call the question. All those in favor say aye.
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 That motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much to Ms. Raminski and Ms. Patius from the Audit Division.